Maui and the Sun. Retold by June Mouser. It was dark. The sun had gone down. Maui couldn't see to eat his food.
Oh, where? That sun, said Maui. He goes too fast. Far too fast.
Maui called his brothers. They came to him out of the darkness.
That sun goes too fast, said Maui. He gets up and races across the sky. Then he goes down. The nights are too long and the days are too short.
Yes, said his brothers. We don't get time to fish. We don't get time to hunt.
And we don't get time to eat our food, said Maui. You must help me. We're going to make that sun go more slowly.
Maui's brothers laughed.
We can't make the sun go more slowly, they said. We can, said Maui. We'll make flax ropes and we'll catch him.
When the flax ropes were ready, Maui and his brothers set off. They went on and on, looking for the hole where the sun came up. They walked in darkness. When it was light, they hid so the sun wouldn't see them.
At last, they came to the hole. They put the ropes across it, then they hid again. When I call, said Maui, jump out and grab the ropes. Up came the sun, higher and higher. When the sun's fire shone over the mountains and seas, Maui yelled, "Now!" His brothers jumped out and grabbed the ropes. "Pull!" yelled Maui. The brothers pulled and pulled. "We've got him," they said. "Don't let go!" yelled Maui. He ran towards the sun and began to beat him.
"Aye!" cried the sun. "What are you doing? Let me go! Let me go!"
Maui beat the sun again and again. The brothers pulled the ropes tight. The sun pulled this way and that, but he couldn't get free.
"Stop! Stop!" groaned the sun. "You'll kill me! Can't you see I'm nearly dead?"
"Let him go," said Maui. "He won't be able to move so fast now." The brothers let the ropes go. The sun, still groaning, went slowly on his way across the sky. Now, Maui and his people had plenty of time to fish, and plenty of time to hunt, and plenty of time to eat their food, all in the light of the sun.